producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Wednesday, January the 6th. I don't know.
I was just about to ask.
Zumba, boomba. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program with thoughts. Things to think about. The top 10 items, we probably won't get to those in this hour because we try to go in depth. We are the three of us here, the three musketeers. Carrie, you want to be a musketeer? You can be a musketeer as opposed to being a musketeer. Is anybody pay any attention to the Musketeers anymore? As a kid growing up, Kara Schillen had the controls in Washington. Do you pay any attention at all to the Musketeers? Justin Timberlake
really.
Was a Musketeer.
That was a little bit before me.
What? They don't still have the Musketeers? I thought there were still Musketeers around.
I don't watch Disney, so I don't know.
I see. A boycott of Disney. So that means you're not going to see Star Wars?
Yeah, I will. But that's a little different than the Musketeers.
Nah, it's Disney. One way or another, got a big D-I-S-N-E-Y. He can do it if he tries or something along those lines. Speaking of trying, here's Ken Kessler trying to keep all of the everything on the rails. The glue doesn't come off unless he okays it. Wednesday 1/6/16, the government, politicians, the usual bill of fare. How many people have... I wonder if anybody listening to this program right now has actually ever seen... There are a lot of people listening to American Forces Radio. I wonder if you've seen a terrorist recruitment video. Kenny, have you ever seen one of those videos?
No. Well, just clips on the news.
Clips, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Kara, have you ever seen a recruiting video for Al-Qaeda or Daesh? Or any of these?
No, but same answer as Ken. They were actually showing part of one on the news this morning.
Yeah. Well, there are a lot of people say, was it the Donald Trump one? Donald Trump is now, he probably could run for election. Everybody knows who he looks like now. He could run for election in the Middle East. Vote for Donald Trump.
I don't think he'll get too many votes from the Middle East.
I'm not sure what that says about our presidential race.
Maybe that's, yeah, that's something to consider in and of itself. Speaking of that, there are a lot of people who think the political runoff from the occupation of that wildlife refuge in Oregon is going to be more substantial than it seems at the moment. How many people are up to date on that? Actually, there's nothing new. Members of this group say that they will go home when there is a plan to turn over management of federal lands to local residents. Not a bad idea, actually. I sympathize with them. They haven't hurt anybody. Nothing is, I don't see any damage from anything. They just want to do what a lot of Americans think ought to be done. And that's have access to land that you and I as taxpayers pay for. Whether they come out and say it that way or not, it is something that really there is, we're, and Kara, I'm sort of not pointing fingers at your age group, but I think that a lot of people who have grown up around big government, government control, don't have issue with a lot of the things that is apparent every day in terms of how your money is being spent. And they just say, okay, well, I guess that's right. The government says, so it must be right, or it must be okay because the government says. The government is out of control, and most people realize it if they've seen what it was like in their lifetime, or if, in the case of those who are the so-called millennial group, had been taught well in school. Think back to high school or junior high school. How much American history were you taught?
Well, we had one government class and a U.S. history class. And I like to think my U.S. history class was pretty good, but I mean, it's true. There's not very much focus on it. And this is the issue that I think is that the U.S. history classes start so far back. I mean, and it obviously is good to learn about the roots of the country. But you don't really get to what happened in the most recent years.
Right.
You don't really learn about, you know, I would say anything after, like, the 60s or 70s, at least when I was there.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you don't exactly learn about what it's like. And I would kind of agree that when you're used to, you know, millennials didn't really grow up before big government was just everything. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I would say most people don't really have an issue with it because it's just what they're used to.
So you think there was a concerted effort to keep you, or is just one of the things that fell through the cracks?
No, I just don't think there's time. Mm. In the school year, you know, they teach what they can get to, and then
well,
you take an exam.
But
if there was
a proper management of the system, if we had the focus on what many of us think is very important, and that is what has gone on in America and what is going on in America, and that's basically a management. That's a management decision, isn't it? When you get right down to it, who's running the school system? Back to local control, the feds say, you want our money, you have to do what we tell you to do. And thus, since George Bush especially, and now the whole system is melting. And it is one of those things that ought to be an issue on the campaign trail. At least I think that's the way it ought to be. Speaking of the campaign trail, mentioning terrorist recruitment videos, et cetera, reporter Ivan Eland puts together politicians and these recruitment videos for us in a moment in a conversation on the Doug Stephan Good Day program, where it's 13 past the hour.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Folks, here's some great news for those of you who have used GenuCell and gotten the results that you wanted to. GenuCell gets rid of bags and puffiness, lines around your eyes, the natural plant stem cell therapy netted you and the millions of people that have used GenuCell the great results. Now comes the Platinum Dark Circle treatment. Same company, same idea, only this product is aimed at targeting the dark circles under and around your eyes. It gets rid of them, doesn't cover them up. That's the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment. Get it now free with an order of GenuCell at 800-543-9262. Yes, 800-543-9262 gets rid of all the problems you've got with the wrinkles and things around your face that you don't like. 800-543-9262. Tell them you're listening to Doug Stephan, you get free express shipping. 800-543-9262.
The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Can I get a sausage, egg, and cheese for sandwich?
Sure can. Right now they're 2 for $4, but could you say that word again?
Chris sandwich?
Oh, where I'm from we say, Chris sandwich!
Wow. Where are you from?
From behind this counter?
Piled high with thick-cut bacon or savory sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted cheese. Get 2 Chris sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4, only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Musicians, it's Guitar Center's winter clearance event. Your chance to get 2015 Gibson guitars at unheard-of clearance prices. Check out over 250,000 guitars, amps, drums, keyboards, and more marked down for this event, including all 2015 Gibson USA guitars. Save up to 60% on leftover special buys, demos, open box, and more. Massive savings on brands like Marshall, Fender, Yamaha, and Zildjian. But remember, each location has its own selection, and it's first come, first served. Guitar Center's winter clearance, tomorrow through Sunday. Don't miss it.
Your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy is committed to helping you and your wallet stay healthy.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my Health Mart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance saving me money on prescriptions. They can help you, too.
Start saving for the things you love. Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jennifer Horn and Kenny and Kara. Let's see how we can bring Ivan Ehlen around. He's with us frequently, author of the book, The Failed Failure of Counterinsurgency, senior fellow and director of the Center on Peace and Liberty, writes and is quoted each week in the Huffington Post. So this week he writes that Donald Trump isn't the only one helping terrorists with their recruiting. So politicians and their propaganda, is he the chief propagandist or is he one of many, Ivan?
Well, I think we have a problem that in this country that we don't focus on some of the things that we could do to reduce the threat of these groups, particularly ISIS or Al-Qaeda attacking the U.S. And their main complaint is, of course, our intervention in the Muslim world. And this has been their complaint, not just with the United States, but with Israel, with Russia and Chechnya, with Russia and Afghanistan, et cetera. So I think if we focused a little bit more on that, certainly we have to use the military once in a while, but I think we would be more, we would be much better off if we did it judiciously. And of course, let's look at the presidential campaign, which is what you want to talk about. Both parties have this hawkish view, including Hillary Clinton on the Democratic side, and virtually all the Republican candidates, except probably Rand Paul and maybe Ted Cruz on the other side. They're all universally, you know, coming up with hawkish solutions, and that wins elections in the U.S. But it doesn't really make us it safer. If we're going to take military action, we should do it in the shadows with CIA special forces. And I think it should be as a last resort. We should really try to stay out of a lot of these conflicts in the Middle East. We certainly don't have a very good track record. Every time we intervene there, the groups get more radicalized.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's you, if you look at the situation with ISIS or Daesh, as I call them, and most other people do, who want to offend them, why would we want to not offend them? We ought to be offending them as often as we can, as much as we can. Anyway, so Donald Trump is being used as, and his fellow Republicans are loving this, it would seem, as a recruiting tool for Daesh. Is that just so much hooey? But even though it's gotten a lot of headlines, he's come back and said, "Well, this is what I got to say, and all that." I mean, how much hooey is involved in all of this, Ivan?
Well, there's a lot of hooey involved. I don't support his a proposition to ban all Muslims because I think it's unconstitutional, and also I think it does to some extent rile up people. And what you want to do is, the Muslims in the United States, we have a well-integrated Muslim population. It's prosperous, and it's not really very radicalized as it is in Europe. And even in Europe, it's a small group, but we don't have that here. And, if we start discriminating against Muslims, we have to focus on the people, the Islamist terrorists, and their sympathizers. And that's a very small portion of the Muslim population. Right. In fact, it's a tiny population. And I think, the first thing to do, as Napoleon said, is to know your enemy. You got to get inside their head. And our enemy isn't all Muslims, and we ought to stop saying that it is, because that makes the problem worse. But my problem with this is, you can blame Donald Trump excessively. I think really what's an even bigger problem than proposals like Donald Trump's, which will probably never be implemented, and if they are, they'll be ruled unconstitutional, are the problem with the U.S. military intervention. And that really gets recruits for these people, and it gets them money, and they would love to go to the war with the superpower. But we keep George Bush fell into bin Laden's trap, but he did exactly what bin Laden wanted him to do, and then some, by going into first Afghanistan with an occupation, and second of all, into the unrelated country of Iraq. So I think, fine, we have to do what we have to do militarily, but let's be judicious and not have this policy where we invade and attack Muslim countries. After 9/11, we've attacked or invaded 7 Muslim countries.
Yeah.
And so we have our presidents like Bush and Obama telling the Muslim world, we're not at war with Islam, but if you're on the other side of the gun barrel or the bomb site,
it looks
a lot different.
Yep, it does. Ivan Ehlen here on Good Day.
No one. other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is the point. Each hour we have some musical reference. You may be interested to know the latest in Margaritaville madness, courtesy of Mr. Buffett. There is a musical, a Jimmy Buffett musical in the works. So if you're a parrot head, you may be happy to hear about this musical. Producers said that the show will have Buffett's blend of rock and country tunes and an original story by writers Greg Garcia and Mike O'Malley. The world premiere production expected to be announced for 2017. So the musical will be on Broadway and on, I guess, around... Don't they, normally a successful Broadway show goes on the road, right? How they do it for the most part?
You know, it makes sense. How many of these music genres have we seen
right,
Broadway
shows? Mamma Mia, ABBA. You saw
the Four Seasons,
Smokey Joe's Cafe with Motown.
Yeah. Weaver and Stoller.
Yeah, yeah.
Jersey Boys. What's that?
Jersey Boys.
Right, yeah, it's in the Four Seasons. If you've got a good music catalog, it just makes sense to write the story around it.
Yeah.
I spent this last week, Doug, when I was sitting at home on my butt, as you put it.
Nice going.
Watching every music rockumentary I could find.
Really?
The Muscle Shoals.
What motivated you to want to do that?
I just haven't had time to watch them.
Uh-huh.
And a friend of mine said that he had seen the Muscle Shoals rockumentary.
Yeah.
And it was fantastic. And then I watched The Wrecking Crew. And then I watched The History of the Eagles.
The Wrecking Crew is good. Did you see the other one?
Did you just yawn?
I did, as a matter of fact.
In the middle?
But now I'm looking for it. I can't find the documentary about Soulsville, Stax Records. But it's just all great stuff. It's music history, and it's entertaining, and it's fun. So these music things do a great job.
I think those the business about the Funk Brothers and also the Wrecking Crew, man. Those were, and there was a great
you have to watch
the movie about Darlene Love.
You have to watch Muscle Shoals.
Yeah, I have not seen that one.
You have to. You will love it. It's all the 60s soul.
I have to.
And then into the 70s rock. You would love it.
Do it. All right. All right. So, Jennifer, give us some background on Craig Strickland, this fellow who was a an up-and-coming country singer, apparently found his match or his maker or whatever. Oklahoma's Kaw Lake, K-A-W, Kaw Lake, went missing a week or so ago, went duck hunting with a friend. Big bad storm took care of him. The body of his friend was found last week, so the two of them, neither of them made it out. Oy. There's a lesson
I don't
that.
Know much about him as far as a country music singer. And look, I'm a country girl. Like, yeah. I listen to country radio
I think maybe
a lot.
He's going to be a lot more well-known because of
he's more famous in death than in life. He was obviously he was trying to make a career for himself. He had gone hunting or fishing, I think, with a friend. Duck hunting, I think it was. He had gone with a friend, and the friend's body was found about a week ago. Rescuer workers were still looking for him, and they finally found him. I guess he had actually survived the boat capsize. And he made it up on the shore, but he ended up freezing to death, and his body was found in the shape of a cross, which his wife feels that was kind of a symbol that he knew where he was going and knew what was happening to him. So sad, though. I mean, really young guy.
Well, it is what it is, as they say, and what it is that people don't always use common sense.
Be careful.
Yeah, you really do have to be careful. This is whether you're in a whether the Mother Nature needs to be respected, and oftentimes we do not respect Mother Nature to the point where it's you know, it's just man. But it's a sad story whenever it happens. Something like that seems awfully needless. 28 minutes after the hour, this is the well-oiled Doug Steffen Good Day program and machine.
That's right.
Wishing away again in Margarita.
Hello, I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver in Leave It to Beaver, and 20 years ago, I almost died from type 2 diabetes. When I was diagnosed with type 2, I was shocked. My blood sugar was through the roof. Now, the very same natural remedies I use to control my type 2 diabetes are available for you in a super easy program called the Diabetes Solution Kit, and I should know it works. I use the very same techniques to drop 40 pounds of fat, get my blood sugar under control, and watch my type 2 diabetes fade into thin air. If you have diabetes, I urge you to try this step-by-step plan. It has all the natural techniques I used, and it works a lot faster, too. I'm Jerry Mathers, and if I can do it, you can do it, too.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic33.com. That's diabetic33.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic33.com. That's diabetic33.com now.
I'm Bob DiRico Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. In January of 1776, the great American patriot Thomas Paine published a short pamphlet called Common Sense that helped spark the American Revolution. This January, as we think about our goals for the coming year, it's useful to revisit this historic document and hear what Paine told his fellow colonists. In his opening paragraph, Paine wrote, and I quote, "A long habit of not thinking a thing wrong gives it a superficial appearance of being right and raises at first a formidable outcry in defense of custom," end of quote. In today's language, what Paine was saying is that it's easy to lose sight of how wrong something is when it becomes an everyday part of one's life. Let's be fair. Frivolous lawsuits have become such an everyday part of American life that it's easy to lose sight of how much they cost us by increasing the cost of everything from health insurance to consumer products. Instead of defending the status quo, let's think about how we can improve things. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Stephen, good day program. Wednesday morning is here. Ken Kessler monitoring social media. What are the things that seem to be attracting people more than anything else to some of the issues, some of the thoughts, some of the opinions, Kenny, floating around out there in social media?
Lots of comments about the Powerball. It's $450 million tonight.
$450 million. Ooh-wee.
Comments about Donald Trump pulling the birther card on Ted Cruz.
Which seems to be applicable or seems to be appropriate. Yes? That's a good question.
I think so.
Bringing up a good question. Yep. Okay. So, what else?
And comments about, you had asked what if people could ask presidential candidates one question, what would it be?
What sort of responses? I would think, well, the obvious question, the things like health care, health control, health insurance, yada, yada, yada. But what other things have surfaced there that are of interest? What questions would you ask? Let's start with you. What question, if you could ask these characters anything, what would you ask them?
I'd like to know, why do you want to be president?
Great question. Kara, what would you ask if you could go to one of the debates and raise your hand and say, I'd like to know this. What would you like to know?
I would like to know if they own anything in their closet besides a blue suit jacket and a red tie.
There you go. Bingo. Asked that of a lot of news anchors, too, on television stations around the country. All right, so food for thought here. The issue I've just mentioned a minute ago, the issue of American health care, the number of uninsured Americans has fallen by about 15 million since the Affordable Health Care Act has come into effect. But the new survey out this week, first detailed study of Americans paying for this shows that insurance often fails as a safety net. The health plan operators often require you to pay hundreds or maybe thousands of dollars in out-of-pocket payments. So you have a high deductible, some things don't apply, and this amount of money can create a cascading effect. Financial troubles galore. You know that more people go bankrupt in our country because of medical expenses than anything else? Did you know that? More people, more households who live paycheck to paycheck, and that is up to 40% of the people in this country live paycheck to paycheck. And so there's not extra money to be paying for this stuff. So the idea, I've always said the idea of, well, there are two facets to this. The idea of having health insurance is a great idea for everybody. We all ought to strive to have health insurance because it helps us to get access to what we hope is better health care. But that's the other side of it. The health care in the country isn't getting better. It's getting worse as a result of this because there isn't enough money. However, and I'm not going to criticize the formula because I don't really understand the formulas. And I think that that's a specious argument that a lot of politicians bring up or people who just don't like Obama. I just don't think they figured it out because government is inept. Government is incapable of figuring these things out because it just isn't possible. The numbers are so huge and you can't really predict. You can look at some of the insurance data and you can say, well, this will happen at this time to this many Americans and stuff like that. But you don't really know. You're guessing. It's like pulling a piece of spaghetti out of a tree. It's the same. Don't ask me why I came up with that analogy.
Well, that was my next question. Those spaghetti trees.
Yeah, it becomes nonsense. So is there a better way to do it? There's always a better way to do it. The Republicans are going to waste another $1 million of your money this week trying to kill Obamacare. The same damn waste of time that they've been involved in for the 4 years this thing has been around and on the front burner. Not that it isn't something that may be considered worthwhile by a lot of you, but if you really understand how this thing has inveigled itself into the system, the idea, and even if we give the president credit or we give him a pass and this was a good idea, it was a good idea. The basic, the premise of this, even when Hillary Clinton worked on it 20 years ago, it was a good idea. But the way they execute it or the ideas they come up with on paying for it and how the mechanics of it work, the very nature of politics in our country kills anything like this. A, because government-run anything is always a screw-up. B, in the current climate that we find ourselves in, nobody can agree on anything, so these people waste hours, days, months, years, and lots of your money arguing about the politics of this, mostly because of where it originated. You think if the Republicans had come up with an idea like this, and believe me, there have been plenty of Republicans, progressive rhinos, people from northern states who are Republicans that have come up with ideas like this. They haven't been exactly, but the idea of health insurance and health care for Americans is a big to-do because most of the other progressive countries, wait till you see the Michael Moore movie, you'll see references to this. Most of the other progressive countries in the world have a way of dealing with this. We wouldn't like it here. I don't want the government to pay for health care under most circumstances that are prescribed now. Is there a way of getting some sort of universality to it? I don't know. You take a deep breath on that one because it's a very complicated, having national, social, anything. But we are into socialism because Social Security, which so many of you like, is nothing more than this, the health insurance thing, but applied differently. That's all. It's a tax. Take money away from you, so you'll have some money later on, maybe if they don't spend it for something else. If you're lucky, you'll have it. But the studies, the surveys, the suggestion is strong that having health insurance is not protecting a large number of Americans from struggling to pay the medical bills. 20% of people who are insured and under the age of 65 have had problems paying their bills in the last year. So this is because, as I suggested a few minutes ago, rising deductibles, co-payments, that kind of stuff, and it's not good. What's better? I don't know. But working on it together to fix it is probably going to be more productive than fighting over it and just say, well, I kill Obamacare. Yeah, okay, that's maybe not a bad idea, but what do you do in the meantime? You're supposed to be here to help Americans. That's why you're there. Helping is your job. So if this doesn't work, and it really doesn't, but the idea of having insurance and better health care for people is a good idea, then with the brain trust that we have there, that's a stretch, we ought to be able to figure out how to make it better, don't you think? It's a worthwhile effort, frankly. Looking back historically, this is the date. This, let's see, 1968 was the year Dr. Norman Shumway performed the first heart transplant on a patient at Stanford University Hospital. That was this date, 1968. Doesn't seem like it was that long ago, does it, huh? FDA called on surgeons to stop using silicone gel breast implants on this date in 1992. And the health history lesson for today also goes to 2003, where the Surgeon General at the time called obesity the fastest growing cause of illness and death in our country. That hasn't changed one iota, has it? Not one bit of anything. It's worse. Okay, let's get into another corner, the cancer-fighting corner. Dr. Jack Stockwell up next on the foods you ought to be eating to keep cancer from developing in your body. Next on Good Day, 43 past the hour.
Musicians, it's Guitar Center's winter clearance event. Your chance to get 2015 Gibson guitars at unheard-of clearance prices. Check out over 250,000 guitars, amps, drums, keyboards, and more marked down for this event, including all 2015 Gibson USA guitars. Save up to 60% on leftover special buys, demos, open box, and more. Massive savings on brands like Marshall, Fender, Yamaha, and Zildjian. But remember, each location has its own selection and it's first come, first served. Guitar Center's winter clearance, tomorrow through Sunday. Don't miss it.
Your locally owned HealthMart Pharmacy is committed to helping you and your wallet stay healthy.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. They can help you, too.
Start saving for the things you love. Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned HealthMart Pharmacy near you. HealthMart, caring for you and about you.
According to the CDC, flu cases are still on the rise. Remember these three words to help protect you and your family against the flu. Avoid, clean, and stay. As much as you can, avoid close contact with those who are sick. Also, avoid touching your mouth, nose, or eyes. Clean your hands often during flu season. And finally, stay home when you're sick. Simple ways to a healthy year. The health tip that you've been listening to brought to you by your local HealthMart pharmacy. HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
This is Houston. Your oxygen levels will be depleted unless you put the valve modulator into the auxiliary gauge after you have calibrated the flexternal matrix, not the external matrix. Do not touch that one.
I'm just a cook.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because with TurboTax, you can snap a photo of your W-2 with your smartphone, and it will automatically put your information into all the right forms. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter.
The new year means incredible new deals at Lumber Liquidators, and that means huge savings on the gorgeous hardwood floor you've always wanted. Choose from more than 400 top-quality floors and the latest styles, like the classic look of oak. This week, get pre-finished oak from just 99 cents. That's 50% off. Or get the hottest looks in whitewashed flooring. Our new Aspen Breeze White Oak Laminate is now an unbeatable $189. For a limited time, get 20% off beautiful woodlook tile packages. Great deals on all engineered hardwood, and more from just 59 cents. Plus, get special financing. These deals won't last. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Ah, the beginning of a new year. Start it off right during Rite Aid's 2016 Starting Points. Because every week through January 23rd, you can ring in the values. With 1,000 Plenty Points worth $10 in savings when you spend $30 on participating products with your Wellness Plus with Plenty card. That adds up to big savings every week for the entire month. But only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Worth at least $10 from the two offers per card per week. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
Are you ready to be your own boss but don't know where to begin? A franchise allows you to be in business for yourself but not by yourself. Find a franchise opportunity that's perfect for you on FranchiseExpo.com. Browse options, review investment requirements, and search by industry, brand, or location. You're guaranteed to find at least one franchise for sale that you'd love to own. Visit FranchiseExpo.com and make your dream of owning your own business a reality.
Dr. Jack Stockwell is joining us now on the Good Day program, who is the Forbidden Doctor, responsible for the Forbidden Doctor podcasts that come out new every week. So what's the focus on the Forbidden Doctor podcast this week, Dr. Jack?
Nine foods that prevent cancer.
Nine foods. You want to list a few of them for us?
Well, we just start with the crunchy vegetables, what are called the brassicas, things like broccoli, yeah, bell pepper, asparagus, because they trigger a detoxive effect inside the liver.
Really?
And
is that why when you have asparagus, your pee smells as bad as it does?
Yeah, well,
it's really doing a good job to detox the liver?
Yeah, it has some very powerful chemicals in it.
Really? So your liver really smells like that, and it takes the asparagus stick to unlock the smell of the pee in your liver.
Well, some of the chemicals that are present in an asparagus, once it goes through the digestive process, will trigger that kind of an odor.
Huh.
It's not necessarily something that's limited to the liver itself. But the liver, the thing that usually takes us out when we are suffering from a serious case of cancer is the toxic effects on the liver and the kidney because of the cellular die-off that's going on inside the body as your immune system is fighting it, whatever other methodologies you employ to fight cancer. Cells are dying. They're backing up. Mm-hmm. It plugs up the liver. It plugs up the kidneys. And it's usually liver and kidney failure that finally takes us out as a result of a cancer disease.
What an interesting that, you know, when you think about it, that's true. So let's just couple that with a brief conversation about the enzymes that are so much a part, the long-life energy enzymes that are part of the routine at the Forbidden Doctor website, because you have scientifically formulated a package of enzymes that's aimed at keeping you alive longer, and I think it deals with the problems that you were just talking about, don't they, for the most part, these enzymes?
Well, enzymes simply are the most overlooked link to good health.
Mm-hmm.
And almost every action that takes place inside the body is triggered by an enzyme.
Mm-hmm.
And when our diets are altered from what Mother Nature intended, we begin to be enzyme deficient. The pancreas is overworked. It can't keep up with the toxic load that we place in, you know, in our food choices. And things simply start getting backed up. And some people, you know, we'll consult with them in the office, Mary will, nutritionally. And they'll say, well, I've never been sick. I've never had a cold. I've never had a problem. But all of a sudden, their body has just almost stopped working because the final plugging has taken place.
Uh-huh.
And so we have to go after getting that system working again, and enzymes are the trigger. Enzymes are what gets the various biochemical actions inside the body up and working again, because without these enzymes, the body simply cannot perform its biochemical processes.
Well, you've convinced me of that. I'm on these long-life energy enzymes, take four of them a day, and I would suggest that you look at this as well, because there's nothing like it anywhere in the country. You're suffering from various things that Jack just talked about. This is a powerful product. It's very, the compounder went to great lengths No skimming here, no short takes. It's really powerful. The probiotics in it alone should be enough to get you on to using them. So I'm going to send you to Jack's website, the Forbidden Doctor website, for two reasons. One of them, to sign up for his weekly downloads, the podcasts that are now listened to by hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people around the country and around the world. And also, to take advantage of the products like this, the long-life energy enzymes are procured by going to ForbiddenDoctor.com, click on products, and then click on the long-life energy enzymes, and use the code Doug, D-O-U-G, to get 10% off. Something that will do you and the people you care about a great deal of good. Check it all out at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Dr. Jack Stockwell on the Good Day program at 51 past the hour.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Two world wars and countless smaller ones on three continents. I led thousands of men into battle with everything from horses and swords to artillery and tanks. I've seen the headwaters of the Nile and tribes of natives no white man had ever seen before. I've won and lost a dozen fortunes, killed many men, and loved only one woman with a passion, a flea like you could never begin to understand. That's what I am.
What a great movie.
Wasn't that Michael Caine was in the movie with him? Is this?
Yeah, Robert Duvall and Michael Caine.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
Great, great. And Haley Joel Osment.
Right. But he wasn't a brat.
I've got a lot of
people of basically good, honor, and courage, and virtue. Already. Power and money. Money and power mean nothing. That good always triumphs over evil. And don't you remember this? That love, true love never dies.
Yeah. Nice smooth job with the sound there, Richard.
Yeah, you like that?
Yeah, it's good.
That sounds good.
What's happening when you play them all on the same?
Sammy Davis Jr., A Lot of Living to Do, came from the movie Secondhand Lions, starring Robert Duvall and Michael Caine. Robert Duvall is 85 years old today.
Just watched him the other day in The Judge with Robert Downey Jr.
That's a good movie.
He's such a great actor.
Yeah, he's a wonderful actor. I remember riding on a plane with him from L.A. to New York, and he's a little guy. One of the things that he he has
they're
become
all little guys,
most
good.
Well known for is his dancing ability. He's won all kinds of champions. I'm surprised he didn't go on Dancing with the Stars because he's extraordinarily good as a dancer. So happy birthday to him.
That would have defined his career.
What, dancing?
Yeah, I'm sure his agent said, you know, Robert, you're 85. You got to go on Dancing with the Stars.
Break a hip, why don't you? Come on.
I mean, you did the Godfather 1 and 2. You know, you got to just do that show.
Right.
All right. One more for you, Dad, because it's Duval. It's good. Okay.
We don't know nothing about kids. So if you need something, find it yourself. Better yet, learn to do without. We're both getting old. Fixing to die anytime. So if we kick off in the middle of the night, you're on your own.
That's a great line. All right, Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. He's going to tell you what movies he's anticipating most in this new year in just a moment here on Good Day.
Your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy is committed to helping you and your wallet stay healthy.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my Health Mart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. They can help you, too.
Start saving for the things you love. Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned HealthMart pharmacy near you. HealthMart, caring for you and about you.
In winter, you can practically hear your skin changing. Drying out, flaking, tightening, becoming itchy, irritated, and inflamed. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. With Cortisone 10,
no more fights!
Winter can just sound fun again. Cortisone 10, feel the heal. Use as directed.
Bradley Cooper, responsible chucker, for our thought for the day today. I think if you live in a black and white world, you're going to suffer a lot. He's 40 years old. I never thought he was older than that. You surprised he's only 40? Bradley Cooper?
He's got a maturity to him.
Yeah, that's good. That's heavy, Chuck. Very heavy.
Yeah.
All right, so what movies are you looking forward to this year?
Well, these are the top five movies that people are looking forward to in 2016, according to the site Fandango. Number five, Captain America Civil War. Oof. It's going to be highly anticipated. You got Captain America, Iron Man, Ant-Man, Spider-Man, Black Widow, all in one film.
All it is just a big fight. Clash, bang, kill, slam, boom, bam.
Yeah, I can't wait. You know, I don't disagree, but as long as they do these movies well, people are going to show up to see them.
You know, I'll tell you, the most surprised movie for me in 2015 was Ant-Man. What a really good movie
was. A lot of fun. It was really good. Number four, the new Jason Bourne film, which will once again have...
Yeah, thumbs up on that one.
...part of Bourne. Yeah. Number three, Batman vs. Superman.
Yeah.
People are going to go see this movie, no doubt. Number two, Finding Dory, Disney's Finding Nemo sequel. It's going to make a lot of money.
Yeah.
And number one, Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, the Star Wars spin-off film. From what I hear, the story takes place moments before the Star Wars A New Hope took place. That's the original one with the original cast. And
moments? What does that mean, moments?
I think this movie could be good. Felicity Jones, who played the wife of Stephen Hawking in The Theory of Everything, is going to headline this movie, and she was really good at that.
What about the kids, the new kids that are in the movie that's out now? Are they in it?
No, this is a spin-off one. They're going to be in the sequel to The Force Awakens, which comes out a year later.
But this is still a Disney product.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, they're going to milk this thing.
Star Wars every year for the next 20 years.
Yeah. Star Wars forever, ladies and gentlemen.
Fine with that.
Chuck Curry forever on the Good Day program, which is forever as well. 59 after on Good Day.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.